The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of the station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
Happy Easter to be in a couple of days. Well, for those of us that work and you have the day off tomorrow, happy Good Friday. You know, there's a lot of happy stuff. Today's going to be a happy day, and we're going to celebrate being happy later on with a really happy song, too. But since we're all happy, hi, Antina, are you happy today?
I'm extremely happy today. Are you happy?
Because I'm happy, do. Anyway, Gigabyte, how are you today? Are you happy?
I'm happy to be home, yes, very much so.
I know, really. Like, it's been a long frickin' week, and I'm just happy to have the day off tomorrow. Rowan! Bad. Yeah, Rowan, how are you? Are you happy?
Man, I am happy to be back online and back on the show.
I know, you've been gone for like 2 weeks, and then you come back and you're half topless and you're wearing really skimpy clothing, so you better work it, because you've got 2 weeks of work to work off.
That is my party gras outfit.
Party gras.
Yeah.
Is that related to Mardi Gras?
Well, yeah, if you look closely at the character, she's got the Mardi Gras beads on.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. Anyway, so, yeah, it's been a productive week, and we have lots of actually cool information to talk to you guys about. Remember last week when we were sitting there talking about ARG's gig?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't we just feel foolish now? Because we had no idea that there's this big, humongous ARG going to be planned starting this week. We had no idea. So we were talking about ARGs. It's like, yeah, ARG this, ARG that, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, bang, ARG. Whoa, back up the starship. You know, beep, beep, beep. Put the warp core in reverse. Where did this come from? Anyway, so some of the information that we're going to be talking about is called this, you know, the Black Watchman. You know, it's an alternate reality game. Now, apparently this game has been around since, you know, the pre-Secret World. And I don't quite remember it. Maybe it was part of the many ARGs that was going around at the time. But they are back. They're back, and what they're going to do, from what, you know, from what the reading I've been reading, is that they are going to fill the void. You know, they're going to walk us into the Secret World. So their game is a prequel to the Secret World itself. So that's kind of cool. Have you guys been reading up all the information?
Yeah, I just got the email after work, so I was sitting on the train on the way home going, huh? What the hell is this?
I don't think I've gotten the email yet.
The email is only going to go out to Grandmasters, as far as I understand it.
Well, then
I'm
y'all
not a Grandmaster and I got the email.
You're
Yo,
not?
I'm not a Grandmaster and I got the email. No.
Okay, then my bad.
Nope, you know what? I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, that's
got
cool.
Got it at 1:14 a.m. my time.
I still haven't received it this afternoon.
Maybe
when I
Grandmasters
checked.
Are the only ones not getting the email.
No. The thing is, Grandmasters automatically get one-year subscription to the ARG.
We do? Where does it say this? I want to see this in writing. One-year subscription to this thing? Where does it say this? It must be in between my eyes. I mean, in between my eyes, yeah.
It says that Grandmasters of TSW get full membership for free for a year. I think it was Joel who posted on the forums.
Do we have this in writing?
I will quickly check it up. That's where I got the information from.
Because apparently there's a write-up about this on the forums. I don't quite have that. But anyway, so pretty much, yes, this is supposed to be, where is the actual word? What they want is it to be a persistent ARG, you know, an alternate reality game. Pretty much, the more people and the more locations of the people that join this, you know, they're going to use the data. You're going to sign into their website. They're going to use the data, like, where you're from.
Found it.
Yeah, me too. It was Joel Biles who posted on the forums the information about the Black Watchmen persistent alternate reality game. And in his post, he actually says, for our players who have shown the faith and dedication to become Grandmasters, Human Equation will give them a full membership for free for the first year. Check your mail. So, there you go. Grandmasters get 1 year free subscription to the ARG. Only the first year, though.
So, I'm confused with this. I had kind of just a basic read-up. I didn't really get time to delve deep into it. But is this an MMO? Is this like TSW, just kind of different?
No,
it's something that's going on in the real world.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Because I never actually participated in the original one before during the beta, I didn't really pay much attention to any of the ARGs. I was a little bit kind of confused by what they actually were when they first happened. And looking at this, I'm still confused as to what this is supposed to be, if I'm totally honest.
This is what you do, okay? They're gonna put out different videos, a riddle, a question, you know, different stuff that... Basically, it's an investigation mission, right? A lot of it, you know, you're going to have to go to different websites, stuff like that. And then there's going to actually be functions, like the higher up in the pay grade you pay, the more involved you're actually going to get. We'll cover that here in a minute. But most ARGs just lead you around web to different websites. Maybe they give you an IP address. And then you have to sift through the IP address to find out what the calculations are to some kind of a website, or find the name of the person that has the website, the IP address, and then you put the name into somewhere, and then it unlocks the next clue. So it's like an ever-evolving riddle or question. Every time you unlock a tier, you keep going to another one, and everything gets harder and harder. And usually there's stories behind it. So you could sit there and you could read a love, like one of them before was a love letter. You know, it was a love letter from one agent to another agent, you know, and you read the letter. You just sit there and deciphered all kinds of things you wanted out of the letter, but it led you nowhere until someone decided to take that letter and put it inside of a program that actually takes pictures out of another pro out of the picture or the letter or whatever, and it turned out there was another picture inside of it. So how they figure that out, I don't know. But you know, there's different levels.
Yeah, there is different things, but everything happens rather than happening in game, it's actually happening in real life. So you're basically playing detective in real life, so to speak.
Fair enough. Interesting.
I think the first ARG was under a different IP address. It was The Dark Days Are Coming or something like that. It was like this intro into the secret world. That's how, you know, everybody kind of built up the hype, or at least tried to build up the hype about the game itself before it came out. Now, this particular one is meant to start in September of this year. So, you know, they still have some time. They're just advertising it. There's different levels of subscription. And, it's going to be... There's actually a level of subscription that's already been sold out. So, yeah, it promises to be a lot of players who participated. I have not myself participated in the ARG prior to TSW going live. But a lot of players who have participated in that one are really looking forward to this one. And this one is meant to be persistent ARG. So that's going to make it that much more interesting.
It takes a special breed of player to be able to, you know, wrap your head around a lot of this. I just checked my email and I don't see my free subscription for a year anywhere in my emails yet. So hopefully they will be arriving sometime in the future. But I am, you know, personally, I'm going to just use my free subscription just to monitor it. I'm not going to partake because I am, quite frankly, I'm not smart enough for it. There's a lot. If you're really good at investigation missions, if investigation missions are one of your favorite parts of TSW, then this ARG is for you. Okay? Joining this is going to test your fraud, to quote a Star Trek Stargate term. This is going to really test you. If you really hate investigation missions, then don't even bother, you know. Pay attention to it, but you're going to waste your money, because if you can't figure out an investigation mission in TSW, if you find yourself 90% of the time having to go to a walkthrough to get through an investigation mission, you're just going to waste your money. Yeah, very much. I'm not going to bother. I wasn't going to bother, but it turns out that I guess I get a free one, free subscription. So maybe I'll poke my nose. Maybe I'll poke my nose in around here and there. But other than that, if it wasn't for the fact that I was a Grandmaster and I get a free year subscription, I wouldn't bother putting my money down. I am not smart enough.
Yeah, we mentioned... Go ahead,
Gabe. No, I was just saying, I'm not a big fan of investigation missions. I don't get on well with them. Give me a headache.
Yeah, you can find... You can find more information on mmorpg.com/pledge, PLEDGE. You'll find more information there about the entire ARG. So far, well, actually, at the moment that I was looking at it this morning, there was 450 backers already. And together they have raised over $10,000 US dollars. Now, we did mention that there's different levels of subscription, and there is the simplest kind of subscription that gives you access to the hub, where ARG missions are given, and it basically enables you to play various puzzles and missions of the game, is the student subscription, and it costs $5. However, in order to be able to qualify for this subscription, you need to have an email address with .edu. So it has to be an email address from one of the educational organizations that you are attending, be it university, maybe it's a, what you call it, college, or, you know, one of those. But you do, the requirement is that you do need to have a .edu email address. Now, there are some people probably out there that are attending educational institutions that do not have those types of emails, in which case it's probably best to write to Human Equation and explain your situation, and hope that they will, you know, maybe you can provide some sort of proof, student ID or something like that, and then they will allow you to use this cheapest $5 student subscription. And the funny thing is, the most expensive one is called the James Bond Experience, and guess how much that one costs? It's gonna set you back a cool $20,000.
Damn!
I know, right?
I'm guessing they don't have any takers on that one yet.
No.
I was going to point out that it may be that you haven't received an email, Xander, because they haven't started the game. If they're looking for pledges, it looked to me almost like a Kickstarter of some kind.
Yeah,
quite possibly. Yeah, there's different levels. James Bond Experience at $20,000 is the most expensive one, but you do have those for $15, $20, $30, $75, $125, and $5,000. You can choose one of those. For example, Package Beta, which costs $20, has already sold out. Okay, so the cheapest one is $5. That's a student subscription. $15 is a limited account that gives you access to the hub for the ARG missions and enable you to play various puzzles and missions of the game. You join the Black Watchmen as a level red agent, and that costs you
expendable.
Pretty much, right? That costs $15. Package Beta at $20 has already sold out. You basically can reserve your agent's name. You get special title and priority communication with Division 66, and you get your game in the game credits. Plus, TSW players get in-game Black Watchmen or Slaughterhouse original hoodie. And it just so happened today that I actually saw the Slaughterhouse hoodie on one of the people who was getting going in to fight Flappy, and it looked pretty cool. $30 will get you a normal subscription. In addition to everything that we already mentioned, it also gives you access to the mobile companion app, and apparently totally changes your gaming experience. And you will then have to do missions related to your location, in which other players will be able to virtually help you. In choosing the normal subscription at $30, you join the Black Watchmen as a level orange agent. You also get a choice of either Black Watchmen or Slaughterhouse in-game hoodie. Now, I can completely see why, you know, beta package has sold out. Lots of people want in-game clothing. If you really love investigation missions and you really love unique clothing in TSW, then maybe advanced subscription at $75 is just right for you, because you actually get a pretty cool soldier uniform.
Yeah, I really like the look of that. That looks awesome.
Yeah, I know, right? I was really thinking of like just spending $75 on just to get the... I know, I'm bad. I'm not going to do it, but I'm not that keen on doing investigation missions. They're, shall we say, not my cup of tea. So, this advanced subscription, in addition to the soldier uniform, it basically can the way to start you off on this entire mission spree, it can happen, as they say, by maybe, you know, you getting a creepy phone call or seeing an SUV parked in front of your house. So you don't really know how it's going to start, but it's probably going to be something exciting.
Wouldn't that be something if you got this creepy call and there was an SUV parked in front of your house and you just happen to be like ticked off this day? You know, and take a baseball bat and you walk over and say, like, "Why the hell are you watching my
house?" Wouldn't that just freak out your neighbors as well?
I know.
A white SUV just sat out front of your house all day long, yeah, waiting to come home from work.
I was thinking that might not be a good idea.
It better not be someone on the phone pretending to be from Microsoft, because people just hang up.
Because it's flappy.
Yeah. So another slightly higher in cost subscription at $125 is the dedicated virtual mission.
You forgot one thing, though. As a bonus for the first one, the advanced subscription, as a bonus, your character will be part of the storyline, and players will need to contact you virtually to find out how to solve the missions.
Yep, that's absolutely right.
They need to contact or virtually find you. So does that mean people will actually be calling you?
Mm-hmm.
Like actually ringing you up? That could get a little bit annoying.
It depends on how far you want to go, right? Depends really how far you want to go. Like, you know, you get... Let's face it, you drop like, you know, for these higher grades, you know, you're going to get the experience kind of thing. Yeah. Right?
Man, I think your twin's behind you over there, Xander.
What?
In game?
He just ran away.
You're back here!
Xander wants to see you. Oh, it doesn't happen very often that Xander comes face to face with himself. Only once in the sunken library. Okay, but nice. back to the ARG. $125 is going to get you a dedicated virtual mission. It basically includes everything from the advanced subscription, what we mentioned so far, plus a tailor-made virtual mission based on psychological profiling and personality tests, telling the producers of the ARG what you like, what you hate, what you fear. That can get creepy. Plus, you get, if you do play TSW, you get an in-game cyber mage uniform.
See, I want to see more of that, because that picture doesn't show you enough.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see the entire thing. Like, for the advanced subscription, the soldier uniform kind of gives you an idea. Or maybe it's just the top, you know, you don't know. Well, it does say uniform, so it should be complete, like head to toe, so to speak.
Yeah.
For those on the Holosuite Access right now, you can actually see the full uniforms.
Oh, it shows it on one of the videos, does it?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, this one is like, oh my god, you know, it's It can really get creepy saying, you know, what you fear.
That could be really messed up.
Uh-huh. But you know what? For someone who loves the investigation missions, you know, someone who loves, doesn't mind adrenaline pumping, this might just be the thing, because the cost is acceptable. $125. So it's not like, you know, it's going to break your wallet. It's still very affordable, and it gives you, you know, quite an experience. It's probably, you know, going to be a unique experience. You know, it's not as expensive as James Bond one at $20,000, but there is, like, if you don't really want to put up $20,000, you can put up just $5,000 for a dedicated real world mission, for which you'll actually need a physical test. Wow. And guess what? In order to actually get this mission, you will also need to sign a waiver form for all responsibility related to injuries or fatality. Hello, fatality.
Okay.
You will be the one of the leading actors of the main mission. A mission that will happen in your own city, where their crew will make your life exciting for a full 72 hours. And this is just like, what?
Again, I'm having flashbacks to, you know, having a bad day at work. You come home and there's an SUV parked in your thing, and you grab your baseball bat. Why the hell are you parked in my driveway? And all of a sudden they kidnap you and you have a heart attack.
I have images of these guys coming to your work with you. Coming into your place of work,
handcuffing you and taking you away, you know. Yeah. And then you're left explaining later on to your boss and your coworkers, it was just an ARG, and half of them won't freaking know what the hell that is.
Yeah, and then you get fired, right?
I did that to one of my friends for his bachelor's day. I was his best man, so we kidnapped him from work, put some like fluffy handcuffs on him, and frog marched him out of his workplace.
Did you say frog marched him?
Yeah, sort of left, right.
Yeah,
it's just kind of slang.
Do we have something new in the item store?
What? No.
There's a guy here who's wearing American flag cutoff shirt, white, but he's also wearing skeleton motif jacket, red. Where is that from?
The American flag thing is from Pangaea.
Okay. And then this...
Done about the...
I've never seen it. Sorry, just to sidetrack. I've never seen it before, and I just saw it in front of me, so I was just wondering. Okay. So yeah, like we mentioned, James Bond experience. What does this give you? It's... basically like the dedicated real world mission, okay, where you get you're one of the leading actors doing a mission in your own city, okay, for 72 hours. So the James Bond one is exactly like the dedicated real world mission, with a slight difference that you will need a passport, and it will start with a plane to catch for an undisclosed destination. Okay, so unless you actually have a passport, don't apply. Or if you do apply, get your passport.
And you time off work.
That too, yeah.
You might not be able to, you know, they might just call you up. You need to go here now, you know, and this is part of the whole thing, you know. You might not have...
like, crap, I can't. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, how is all this going to affect people that actually have a life to live? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have families, have work. Do you know?
This is supposed to last for a week, a full week. And the thing is, it says, with the help of all players, this mission will be a key component of the storyline, and you will be at the center of it. And, you know, duration is 1 week. So 20,000 will get you probably a week of excitement, questions, but it's definitely going to be quite something to actually see everything unfold.
Suppose if you can afford to blow $20,000 on a game, what is essentially a LARP, a live action role play, I suppose you're not working that much anyway.
Yeah.
But that's just the thing. Like, you know, optimistically, there's someone out there that has $20,000 just to blow. You know, right. Optimistically. But if there isn't, they're just going to substitute one of their own people. Right? They're just going to do it. That's why they're generating all this money, so that way they can actually keep the story going by, you know, putting their... But seriously, why $20,000? There is nowhere on earth that I can't go for, like, $2,000. You know, like, I can fly just about anywhere.
Ooh, yeah, but if you actually have to go somewhere, then you have to arrange for some sort of accommodation, you know, other travel. Yeah,
and remember,
so it adds up.
And remember, this is the James Bond experience, not the, you know, I have another one. It's, you know, I mean, this is high-class stuff. I mean, you know, if you get whisked off to Monaco... Or, you know, somewhere you're going to be in a 5-star hotel, you know, easily $1,000 a night or more, you know, for a couple of, you know, a week, you know, if it's assuming that it's a really expensive hotel, you could easily spend $5,000 or $10,000 just on your accommodations.
You know what's going to happen, right? You know what's going to happen. It's totally going to happen that you're going to have some person that, you know, okay, obviously they have money, obviously, you know, they can drop down $20,000. Well, you're gonna have this person that's like, yay, vacation, right? And then they go and like, well, you're the secret agent 007, you have to, you know, climb that 50 feet of stairs to get that envelope that's on the top floor. And then he looks like, bitch, no, I'm gonna do that. You go up there. I paid $20,000 for a vacation. You's gonna go up them stairs. You know.
But you know what? It also means that you're not going to have any privacy, I guess, because players are going to be helping you as well. It's going to be interesting to see how they sort out that part, because then people will know that, hey, you pay $20,000.
I have an image of this person that pays $20,000 just not having any spare time. They'll be constantly on the phone to people.
It's definitely going to be... a great experience, even for those of us who don't participate directly. It's going to be a great experience just seeing everything unravel and, you know, seeing how everything unfolds and, you know, continues on, because that's what this is supposed to be. It's supposed to get, the more people get into it, the better it's going to get.
Well, looking forward to it. Guess what? Coming in September, near you, Beyond the Veil will have the Black Watch segment, you know, hosted by Antita, because she said it's going to be an awesome experience, so she can experience it.
All right. I'll keep my eye out on it. I'll even pay, like, $75 if you let me.
Go ahead. Just stop kicking me. Anyway, there's a mobile app. Apparently, I was doing some reading while you guys were yapping, and some of the reading was, "Stop hitting me." Anyway,
yapping.
Yes, you guys were yapping when I was reading. You know, that's good. It's a casual day. It's like, you know, we're just having fun. You know, it's like a laid back show today. I like that. But anyway, as you're yapping, I was reading, which is not normal. But apparently, there is an app that you're going to be able to download. And I do believe it actually starts at, where is it? The normal subscription?
$30 for a normal subscription. It also gives you access to mobile companion app.
Yes, and It kind of sounds like you have to beat monsters, like when I was doing some of the reading. You're going to have to fight monsters that could actually be in your own backyard. So I'm thinking that you're walking around with your cell phone, and then your app just totally goes apeshit. And then, like, there's, like, a little picture of, like, I don't know, vampire. And then you're going to have to totally, you know, like, do, you know, powers on your phone. Whoa, I heard me an echo. You're so totally going to have to do some, push some buttons in your cell phone to kill this creature. But I'm thinking that's how that's going to happen, if I read that correctly. But, yeah, so I imagine this app, I imagine it's going to be for everyone above, you know, for the 30 and above. And I imagine it's going to be a way for communication. It's going to be a way for them to collect information on the players that are at those levels, and especially, you know, to do these one-on-one fights of the supernatural that they're talking about. So you can also go back. There's different tabs. You can go back and read about the universe, and it tells you about the different stuff. And has anyone noticed that the Black Watch logo is the Illuminati symbol?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We rock.
Definitely. Well, actually, if you want to get technical, that's not the Illuminati symbol at all. That is known as the Eye of Providence, or the All-Seeing Eye of Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Blah.
Lucifer. But you know what is going through my head right now? Like, I'm thinking, how many do they have a limit to how many subscriptions they can actually take at any particular level? Because if the package beta at $20 has already sold out, I'm just wondering, is there only going to be one James Bond experience, or they're going to, you know, as many people pay, are willing to, you know, pay $20,000, are all going to get that kind of experience?
Yeah, like, seriously, like,
because the storyline has to dictate everything up to a certain point, right?
And I imagine there's just the one 20,000, and they're probably sitting back thinking, yeah, if these fools are crazy enough, we'll put two out there. But no, I think there's only gonna be one 20,000, because it is supposed to be the main character,
yeah.
And the 5,000. Maybe there's like 120, and there's like maybe 5,000 ones, and then it keeps going downhill from there. And like, I was just looking, I received that letter yesterday, and they're already sold out on the beta packages. When exactly did this actually start, or when did they get their first order? Like, I wonder, you know, when, you know, that, yeah. Because right now they have 473 backers, and they've raised $11,152. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I have a theory as to why the $20 is sold out, given that most of the time on something like Kickstarter, the $20 tends to be the most popular one. And it tends to be more affordable for most people. $30, you know, is a little bit too much for some people. And the $15 generally, or anything below that, generally doesn't offer what they want. I have a feeling that they got so many requests for the $20 one that they had to just cut it off. Otherwise, they wouldn't get anyone else pledging anything else. Either that, or they did have a limited amount of beta keys that they could give out, because obviously it does include a beta key as well.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. Yeah, plus let's not forget, there's a lot of TSW players who, I think the beta is the first of the subscriptions that actually gives you an in-game clothing item.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, the other is 30, that gives the same one. And then it jumps to $75 for the uniform, and then, you know, $125 for that other uniform. So, yeah, it's kind of getting the best of both worlds, you know, without breaking a wallet.
So what exactly is the beta?
The 15 is the same as a student one, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. Just gives you a bit more access.
What exactly is the beta?
They'll probably run, I mean, just like any other game there, or video game, I guess, they're going to, you know, throw some stuff out there and say, hey, can you help test this?
Yeah, it does say, you know, it's early access.
Yeah, for lack of a better term, I don't know.
that's what I reckon. Yeah, they'll kind of like you would, like say, with a beta with a computer game, you stress test the servers and, you know, you get people to test the mechanics and things. I'm sure they'll have a group of people who will be testing out the viability of the missions that they want people to do, and how easy are they to solve, how difficult are they to solve, you know, things like this. Because there's only so much they can test in-house.
I suppose.
You pretty much have to beta test everything. I mean, a beta test doesn't have to necessarily be a computer game term. It applies to anything that is being tested on the public, essentially. You just have a beta version of whatever product you want to put out there. And you put it out for public scrutiny.
Okay.
And, you know, to work out any bugs.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Because it's buggy.
You know what's going to be funny? If the person that pays like $5,000 or $20,000 and is supposed to have the real world mission is like living in a really small community. That's not going to give them that many options.
The person that pays that $20,000 does not live in a small community.
hey, you never know.
That's half our mortgage.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, Warren Buffett lives in Omaha, Nebraska, and that's not that large a city.
Yeah, it's different coming from New York.
But I think you're right. I mean, they're more likely to live in a fairly populous area if they can get a 20,000 person at all.
Well, this person is not going to be me or you. You know, this person is going to be a person with money. And
how do you know?
Yeah, exactly. How do you know?
Because obviously they need $20,000 to do this. For one, they need access to $20,000. That's not going to ruin their life.
Yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily somebody that's filthy rich and can throw $20,000 around. I can see somebody who maybe is well off, or, you know, whose daddy is
retired.
Well off, possibly, who wants to have the experience of a lifetime, the James Bond experience.
Why not?
Collectors. Yeah. I mean, there's loads of people that collect stuff and can quite easily raise that amount of money if need be.
Now watch it when it starts on Kickstarter or somewhere else, you know, GoFundMe. Please, I want to do this mission. Fund me.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry. Okay, so I am going to play something because, well, we can't really...
Because we're so happy.
Because we can't really go further on this. And I... So anyway, Gig, you want to intro this a little bit?
Yeah, can do. So basically this is a production I've been working on for a little bit. It's inspired by a number of things I've sort of watched on YouTube and things like this. There's machinima that I've seen on different games I play. And it's using a song that my wife is insane about right now. She absolutely adores this song, and I just couldn't help but put my own words to it. This is my Flappy song.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, but it's close to 3 hours, you can take a break. I'm gonna make a regroup and I got space. whatever gear, I don't care, guys, by the way. Huh. Because he's fucking come along if you feel like getting some extra loot. Because he's fucking come along if you're a noob, I guarantee we will not boot. Because he's fucking come along if you know not to stand in the poop. Because he's fucking come along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come bad news, it's a bladder sack. You might get drinks for health or attack. What? I should probably warn you about the AOEs. Yeah, if you ain't fast, you'll be on your knees. Here's why. Because he's fucking come along if you feel like getting some extra loot. Because he's fucking come along if you're a noob, I guarantee we will not boot. Because he's fucking come along if you know not to stand in the poop. Because he's fucking come along if you feel like that's what you wanna do. Fluffy, burn him down, Zubair is here. Fluffy, burn him down, kill she who crawls. Fluffy, burn him down, too many ants. Fluffy, burn him down, I said,
say it now.
Fluffy, burn him down, Zubair is here. Fluffy, burn him down, kill she who crawls. Fluffy, burn him down, too many ants. Fluffy, burn him down, I said,
because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like getting some extra loot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you're a noob, I guarantee we will not boot.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you know not to stand in the poop.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you feel like getting some extra loot.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you're a noob, I guarantee we will not boot.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you know not to stand in the poop.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Flappy,
burn him down, Zubair is here. Burn him down, kill she who crawls. Burn him down, too many ants. Burn him down, I said.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you feel like getting some extra loot.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you're a noob, I guarantee we will not boot.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you know not to stand in the poop.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you feel like that's what you wanna do.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you feel like getting some extra loot.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you're a noob, I guarantee we will not boot.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you know not to stand in the poop.
Because he's flappy.
Come along if you feel like that's what you wanna do. Come on.
That is awesome.
Wow. That, and then he goes to the bathroom. And the gig left the studio. That was a really cool song.
That was cute.
It was cute. Well, let's find out what happened last time while he's going, you know, with his own Flappy. He'll hopefully be back by then.
Oh, boy.
Last time on Beyond the Veil, the secret world.
And is it just me, or is every time I hear Deep Mystery Box, I'm thinking of a really bad porno?
Don't Seriously. You think of really bad pornos for, like, everything you hear?
Oh, come on. Seriously,
it's
come
popping,
on. I'm not
man.
That bad. I'm not that bad.
Yes, you
name
are.
Me some. Name me
Things
something that I would not think of a
day.
Porn.
Oh, I don't know. I can't think of one.
There you go. There you go.
It's
I've been...
popping a man. It's fine.
The Deep Mystery Box. Gig, are you back yet? Wow. We're still going to harass him when he gets back. So, what's next in the show notes? We have...
different things.
Stuff.
Well, we have a new contest to announce.
Yay! I win!
It's already been announced on the forums. It's called the Alexandria Initiative Series. And guess what? It's a fan fiction contest. Yep. It's been a long time coming, and it's finally here.
Now, is this something that's tied to that computer thing?
No. You mean Heartbleed?
No. The computer thing in the secret world now.
No. No, it's not.
No.
The Alexandria Initiative is going to be like this ongoing fan fiction contest that's going to have themes, different themes when they do happen. And they'll basically be rewarding creativity and quality of the Secret Worlds community. Each round, like I said, will have a completely different requirement to challenge writers to try something new. And of course, you know, the first theme for this fan fiction contest is Kingsmith. And so far, I think there's already like over half a dozen players who have already submitted their stories. I'll just read out some of the entry requirements. Of course, there's prizes involved as well. So for the entry requirements, the main one is the theme. The story must feature Kingsmith prominently. How this happens is up to you. Maybe your tale is a conversation between Andy and Moose, or how about a tale of a heroic Templar fighting off a zombie horde? The story doesn't even have to take place in Kingsmith as long as it's important to the events there. Kirsten Geary submitting her report on what went wrong is valid. So is the story of your original character as they prepare to travel through its Agartha portal for the first time. As long as it relates to some extent to the town, anything goes. There is a word limit. Minimum word limit is 1,000, and anything up to 2,500 goes. All right. As far as the content, well, TSW is rated mature, so, you know, if it's allowed in the game, it's allowed in your stories as well.
Woohoo! You know what that means? Erotic foot massages all around.
In Kingsmith.
And yep. Monsters of nipples.
Nice.
That jiggle.
God.
Hey, it's ever mature.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to add that the deadline for the Kingsmith theme is April 25th, basically 11:59 p.m. PDT, Pacific Daylight Time. You wanted to add something, Rowan?
Well, it mentions that the judges will be hand-selected by yours truly. Who posted this originally? Who is that yours truly?
It is organized by a player from what I understood, and this player has reached out with this idea to Funcom. It's not a name that that rings a bell. I haven't even seen it on the forums that I can recall right now.
Maybe we should reach out to him.
Yeah, definitely. And so I think he or she is still after judges. He's looking to find out if there's anyone who would like to do the judging part. If if you like reading good stories, if you have some kind of a literary background or a writing background, do reach out to them. I will try to find his name, his or her name.
I think, I'm not positive, but F. Calhoun says Marcian Tobe on the live stream.
Is that... It could be. I don't think there was a full name there, but I'll double check now just to see the thread from which I actually took this.
Yes, it is. It is Marcianne Tobey.
Yeah.
Or Martian.
I forgot. Sorry, that's my bad. That's my mishap. I forgot to add the name of the person.
Rage.
Well, thankfully,
yep.
We've got Kentucky Windage looking out for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's Marcian Tobey.
So that'd be awesome. Hey, Rowan, you want to be judge?
I'm actually thinking I might try to enter.
Yeah, I want
that'd
to
be awesome. Hey, we could enter Stir of Echoes.
To be honest with you, I realize it's not done, but it's also over 2,000 words. So
yeah.
I was going to say, judging by that that journal post you did, that was story involving Lone Star Bell and Xander.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah. That could quite easily go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was
pretty
awesome.
I wonder. I mean, if previously published stuff disqualifies, because that actually would work.
It doesn't say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
You can always ask on the forums, or we'll reach out to the person, be it male or female, probably male. I don't know.
I'll say, when is the 25th?
I was about to look that up. It's
next
week.
Yep.
This time next week.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Friday. Yeah.
That's the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But it's also Friday at midnight Pacific, which is 3 in the morning Saturday Eastern time, and something. What does that be like? 6 in the morning, like 9 in the morning
for Europe.
Universal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zulu time.
So they would definitely have a bit more time, but then it evens out.
Midnight PDT. For me, it would be 8 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah, so GMT. 9 a.m. for the rest of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to prizes, like we said, the Funcom is sponsoring this particular contest with Funcom points. Third place gets 600 Funcom points, second place gets 1,200 points, and first place gets 1,600 Funcom points. And they even have an honorary mention, which judges can pick honorary mention for whichever reason they see fit. And this honorary mention then gets 300 points. Yeah, it says prizes will be awarded immediately after judging concludes, which is estimated to take 1 week. So say that the submissions close Friday of next week. Friday following that one is when they will be announcing the winners. And in order, if you're really interested in this, you can post your story or a link to it on the official contest thread on the forum, or alternatively, you are welcome to make a post on tumblr.com with the post tag hashtag Kingsmith story. So there you go.
Nice.
Definitely something that players have been I think looking for quite a while, so it's good to see that someone out there has stepped up and decided to take the reins and make this happen. We don't know who the judges are going to be yet. It's my gut feeling is that it's definitely going to be someone from the TSW's devs, if they have the time. So it's going to be interesting to read the stories. I read one of the stories. I'm not going to give anything out. But it was really, really good. So, hopefully they'll receive lots and lots of submissions.
Well, the thing is, at the end of the day, the Secret World and Funcom have some of the best stories around. And that's one of the big things about this game, is not just the clothes. Obviously, the clothes are fabulous, but the missions are great, but the stories are phenomenal. Now, I could see down the road, since this is actually posted on the Funcom forums, maybe, Funcom, you know, Scriptomancer might actually see some of these and might actually look into taking some of these stories and actually putting them into the secret world in some way, shape, or form. You know, and that could be real, something really epic right there.
Yeah, you never know.
That would be pretty cool.
I'd buy that for $1.
Be awesome. Everything is awesome.
It's cool when you're part of a team because he's flappy. Now, so we've gone through that. There's nothing new in the item store this week to go through. We also have guides for the new investigation missions. The guides are available for the first two investigation missions, Immersions and Trials of the Dragons. Detailed guides are available on tswdb.com. That's TSW database. With the other two missions are probably in the works right now. But if you go to the missions in the actual Secret World forums under missions, there are the guide for what's the first one? The one with Frankenstein.
The Animate Clay.
The Animate Clay. There's a complete detailed guide there. And there's... yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, there's also... I think the Animate Clay guide is also on 10tentacles.com. If I'm not mistaken. I think I've seen it there as well. But there's been lots and lots of players who have been asking us if we know of any guides. So there you have it, folks. You know, it takes a while to make a guide. It's not just 1, 2, 3 and, you know, you slap something together. And the guys over at tswdb.com, they do an awesome job. And I think they're going to have their hands full when Tokyo comes out, documenting all those new missions. So, yeah, they have the Immersion and Trials of the Dragon already out, with the other two probably in the works and will be coming our way shortly. So if you do need... mind you, they're all spoiler hidden, okay? So you can choose which parts you would like to see if, you know, if you need to, if you're really stuck on certain part. So, yeah, it's just like on the forums. But if you don't frequent the forums, go there and do check it out if you need to.
Mm-hmm. Now, Antita has some PvP fixes that she'd like to talk about.
Well, fixes. Technically, they're not fixes yet. There has been a huge, and I mean huge, amount of discussion on the forums as of late about the state of PvP in the game. We've touched up on it and we've mentioned some of the concerns before, so we're not going to get into that. But Kuoka has mentioned on the forums, in response to many players wanting to know, okay, what on earth is being done about PvP? PvP has been like completely stagnant. The PvPers have been getting no love whatsoever. And we do know that there's, based on his post, that there are certain things that are going to change in PvP. The first one is going to be that the 4 Fusang missions will be daily missions with longer cooldowns and rewards in black marks. And the relic carriers in El Dorado are going to be slower and easier to catch. So that's already been decided. Now what's pending is issues with PvP promotion. Details are going to be announced. Now, he said, meaning I'm not supposed to say anything yet, okay? This particular issue requires attention from a scripter who's currently very busy with Tokyo. So, and he did mention that there are currently three coders that are looking at permanent stuns for PvP. Glaucon is working on the scoreboard fix. ASG is working with Quokka on balance tweaks and also adjusting buffs, abilities, and items. So, and as people, as different coders and scripters become available from finishing up, wrapping up Tokyo, they're going to be put on, some of them at least are going to be put on to fix certain bugs and issues and revamp PvP. Also, he mentioned that certain things are in progress, such as investigating the cause of the permanent stun when using a sleight of hand, dodges, impairs, and knockbacks, figuring out when, where to fix the scoreboard bug when moving from one PvP playfield to another, and finding the best fix for the incorrect maximum HP bug. So, you know, I think he just posted this in response to players wondering if there's anything done, because there's been a lot of talk on the forums in the last few months about PvP, and he has come out publicly on the forums and said, okay, guys, give me your constructive feedback. Let me know how would you handle PvP, like what would be your ideal situation, what would you like to see happen, give me constructive feedback on bugs, on issues to be fixed, and give me your suggestions. And PvPers have really given a lot of those, so hopefully for their sake and sake of Funcom's devs, there will be quite a number of things coming up with issue 9 as far as PvP is concerned.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff. So, in other news, everyone's been hearing through the internet or CNN or CTG or CVA or LMNOP or QRST, all the different news. Let's see where I was going with that. glad I got a chuckle out of somebody. All the news agencies have been covering this for the past couple weeks now. That is the Heartbleed bug. Now, apparently, that little green, you know, icon with the little lock up at the top, the of your browsers that usually have the little green lock with the https://. I guess there was a compromise with that. You know, a lot of people probably know more about it than I do, but pretty much it's been people can get information through the SLL. I think
SSL
it was
SSL certificate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That thing.
Basically between the user and the server. So when the information is being sent from user to server that holds the website information, that information would be hijacked in between the transmission.
There you go. See, that was, yeah. So anyway, as it has been put right now, it's been announced in the forums from Alex Colwyn, the billing director, okay? What should I do to protect myself? We have decided not to enforce password changes on anyone. This is extremely disruptive, and since we have no evidence, here's the keywords, no evidence that the passwords are compromised, we do not believe it will help. Okay, so that's their, you know, what their official stance on the Heartbleed bug. Apparently, this is, I think, from what I understand in the news, that this has been fixed, or not fixed, but worked out. So currently, there is, you do not need to change your passwords right now.
Well, it's not been sorted out, but people have been taking preventative measures by changing passwords and amending their account details and things like this. Yeah. Personally, looking at that, or at least the way that's worded, I wouldn't have said that Funcom is in a position to say this is definitely not an issue, because there's a lot of conditional statements there. Since we have no evidence, we do not believe it will help. There's a lot of conditional statements there, so I would say, you know, keep an eye on this and, you know, just be ready to change your account if need be.
Yeah, they did suggest the right way to actually sort out your passwords. There's also several suggestions, like don't use the same password for example, game and your email address that you access the game. Keep the email password separate from the game password.
In fact, I'll say now, I give this this piece of advice to everyone I talk to in my work workplace when it comes to sort of web passwords and things. You find a lot of people tend to have the same password for all their bits and pieces, and I'm sure a lot of people that play the Secret World are quite savvy in this regard. But I've found a very good way of keeping track of your passwords, because most websites, most systems will give you three chances before you lock the account and have to restart. So I've gotten into the habit of using three passwords and constantly rotating them. So I know that it'll always be one of those three. So if you do want to increase the security on your account, personally, I would say go with that method. It's always worked for me. I've never had a problem with my accounts. I've never lost data on my accounts. So just a piece of advice for anyone that was interested in this sort of thing. I would say go with that method. So
definitely. Now, if you do any sort of work or browsing, interacting, gaming, purchasing, or anything on the internet, you know, there are some key things that'll protect you. One, change your email address like you change your underwear. Your password like you change your underwear. Change it frequently. And yeah, you could do what Geek has suggested, you know. Find out three passwords that you like. Figure out your top three passwords and then change them every month. You know, yeah, I know it's a hassle, but, you know, it's even more of a hassle proving to a credit card company or your bank that someone hacked your account and spent all your life savings on, you know, a Rolls Royce or something, and then sent it to Ukalugastan or sent it to the moon or something, right? It's a lot more inconvenient, you know, doing that. Keep yourself protected, you know, keep scanning your computer for malware or for key loggers and stuff like that. Try to avoid Facebook. You know, everyone and their dog says, everyone and their dog goes to Facebook. Even owners that have dogs have Facebook pages for their dogs. You know, it's crazy. But the thing is, the number one place for hackers to go, or cyber terrorists, or whatever you want to call them, is Facebook. They go there because they can do phasing. They can put up a fake login screen. You put in all your information, you hit the login, and then it says, sorry, you put your wrong email address or password, and then they send you to the actual login page where you do it again, and then you log in. But your first attempt was actually a phasing page. Now they have your information. And with that information, they can get all kinds of cool little details. Well, not cool for you, but definitely cool for them. You know, just keep everything rotating. Keep changing things up. Get into that habit of changing your password at least once a month, especially since you have credit cards tied to things. And just do your due diligence, and then you'll never have to worry about it.
Well, another thing, unless they're managing to spoof actual domains and stuff, if you type in the address or use your own bookmarks for addresses, URLs, then you know you're going to the site. If you're following a link from an email or something like that, that can be spoofed. So you need to be careful about it.
This is the other thing I do is a lot of people don't use this in their web browser, but the status bar at the bottom is your best friend when it comes to email links, because even just by mousing over, just by placing the cursor over the link, the status bar tells you the pathway for that web address.
Yeah,
if it doesn't look official, don't click it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even you can actually, I think you can do it on a Hotmail, but and not in Gmail. Which, by the way, the entire Google has been affected by this hard bleed. Hotmail has not. There's a whole list of mail servers that have been affected or not, and different companies, including internet banking, online bankings from certain banks that has or has not been affected by this hard bleed bug. You probably all have it by now, so I'm not going to bother with, you know, saying the link and whatnot. But yeah, it's just, you don't even have to click on the actual, email itself. You can, just like what Gig said, you can mouse over it, and it will even tell you, the full address from who it is, and the beginning of the entire subject of the email, far more than you can see in the subject line. So yeah, just be vigilant.
Yeah, the heartbleed bug. Yeah, even shut down here in Canada. It even shut down our tax place for a week. It's tax season, so everyone's submitting their taxes. And apparently, there's a 15-year-old little douchebag from Ontario. He actually used the heartbleed bug and stole 900 social security numbers, and they caught him. Good Damn. For you. Good for you, Canada. Well, wait a minute. I'm Canadian.
Damn.
Good for you, RCMP. Yeah, I know. They got the little boob.
Yeah, and next thing you know, he's going to be working for them.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's going to be making the big bucks.
Hey, he could be that dude that drops down to $20,000. There you go. That little douchebag. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, it 900 social security numbers. Wow. Could you just imagine the chaos you do with that?
But you know
what?
That's
crazy.
Did you guys hear about that little boy? I think he's like, 3 to 5 years old. He actually found a workaround. He wanted to play some of the games on his dad's Xbox or one of the consoles, I think. And they were locked. And he found a way around it. And his dad actually contacted, I think, Microsoft, who actually rewarded the little guy with, I think, a few games or vouchers for games or something like that.
Well,
but they've actually publicly said it. You know, here's this little guy who just wanted to play games, but he couldn't. And it probably was just a very simple oversight, a very simple solution, because kids don't think complicated, you know, they just go for the first very obvious thing.
Ooh, shiny. Squirrel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the little guy got through and started Squirrel. Playing. Anyway, a side note, but yeah, I thought it was funny.
kids, crazy little things. So that's going to conclude this show. So, walking points to walk away with from this episode. PvP, things are getting done. Check out it on the forums. New ARG heading our way, starting in September. And you can sign up and drop some dough and get some fancy smancy stuff. Maybe when everyone's watched the video, maybe next week we'll actually talk about the costumes, because I'm so like, what the hell? But anyway, so yeah, go check out, what was the actual...
Alexandria Initiative.
Well, that too. You can do that too. That was the That is the contest, the fanfic contest in the forums, but I'm talking about the ARG. The actual... Well, anyway, go to MMORPG. It's there. /pledge. I forgot the actual email address. Some of the guides of the Secret World's new investigation missions are up on TSWDB. And last but not least, yeah, we talked about the Heartbleed bug. Change your passwords. Now!
And stay happy.
Do it!
Stay happy!
And I'll play our outro and then a happy song to lead us out.
Yay!
Yay!
Bye, everyone!
Bye-bye!
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at BeyondTSW. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email to BeyondTSW@gmail.com, and join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Veil, a place where hilarity always ensues.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, but it's close to 3 hours, you can take a break. I'm gonna make a regroup and I got space. Whatever gear, I don't care, guys, by the way.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like getting some extra loot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you're a noob. I guarantee we will not boot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you know not to stand in the poop.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Hey, come bad news, it's a bladder sack. You might get drinks for health or attack.
What?
I should probably warn you about the AOEs. Yeah, if you ain't fast, you'll be on your knees. Here's why.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like getting some extra loot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you're a noob. I guarantee we will not boot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you know not to stand in the poop.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Fluffy.
Burn him down. Zubair is here.
Fluffy.
Burn him down. Kill she who crawls.
Fluffy.
Burn him down. Too many ants.
Fluffy.
Burn him down. I said,
say it now.
Fluffy. Burn him down. Zubair is here.
Fluffy.
Burn him down. Kill she who crawls.
Fluffy.
Burn him down.
Fluffy.
Too many ants.
Fluffy. Fluffy.
Burn him down. I said,
because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like getting some extra loot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you're a noob. I guarantee we will not boot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you know not to stand in the poop.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like getting some extra loot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you're a noob. I guarantee we will not boot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you know not to stand in the poop.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Fluffy,
burn him down.
Fluffy,
Zubair is here.
Fluffy,
burn
fluffy,
him down.
Fluffy,
kill she who crawls.
Fluffy, fluffy,
burn him down.
Fluffy,
too many ants.
Fluffy, fluffy,
burn him down, I said.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like getting some extra loot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you're a noob. I guarantee we will not boot.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you know not to stand in the poop.
Because he's fluffy.
Come along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Because he's
come along.